In October, the state of Missouri began using a new drug to carry out executions. The state also announced that the supplier, a compounding pharmacy, would be kept confidential. Since then, Missouri has carried out 2 executions using this secret supplier. But by piecing together documents from dozens of public records requests, Chris McDaniel and Veronique LaCapra of St. Louis Public Radio have discovered where the Missouri Department of Corrections has been getting the drug, and they found legal and ethical problems with the source. Chris and Veronique join us from St. Louis to update the story, and hi to both of you.
Hello.
Hello.
And Veronique, for our listeners who don't already know, would you first explain what a compounding pharmacy is and why that's a factor in these executions?
So the normal purpose of a compounding pharmacy is to make medications for specific patients whose needs can't be met by commercially available drugs. So an example of that would be a doctor could write a prescription for a pharmacy to create a low-dose liquid form of a drug for a child who can't swallow pills. And there are thousands of pharmacies in the U.S. that do this kind of legitimate compounding. The problem is that up until very recently, compounding pharmacies haven't been regulated at all by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Their regulation has been left up to the states. And there have been some serious problems with the quality of the drugs that some of these compounding pharmacies produce. In Missouri, for example, inspections by the State Board of Pharmacy over the past decade found that 1 out of every 5 drugs failed to meet standards. And on the national level, you might remember the meningitis outbreak of 2012 that killed more than 60 people and sickened hundreds of others. That was traced back to a contaminated drug produced by a compounding pharmacy in Massachusetts. As far as using a compounding pharmacy to produce a drug for lethal injection, that's completely outside the scope of their normal purpose. And other than Missouri, there's only 1 other state that we know of for sure that has carried out an execution using a compounded drug, and that's South Dakota.
So if this is outside the scope of a normal compounding pharmacy, and considering all the issues you just outlined, why isn't the Missouri Department of Corrections just buying the drug directly from a manufacturer?
Well, most drug manufacturers don't want their drugs being used for lethal injection. Some European manufacturers have stopped supplying drugs to the U.S. to prevent them from being used in lethal injection. And other companies have written an explicit prohibition into the contracts they have with drug distributors. And all this has become a real issue for states that are actively trying to carry out the death penalty. They're basically depleting their stockpiles of commercially manufactured drugs and are really scrambling to find alternatives.
There's also a quality issue at play here. Can you tell us how this factors in?
Right. Well, some people might question whether the quality of the drug matters. After all, this is a situation where a drug is being used not to improve somebody's health or quality of life, but to put them to death. But the 8th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution protects all citizens from cruel and unusual punishment. And if the lethal injection drug isn't strong enough or it isn't what it's supposed to be, the person being executed could really suffer, or the drug might not work at all. So the quality of the lethal injection drug does matter to make sure that the execution is carried out both legally and ethically.
Chris McDaniel, what did you find out about this compounding pharmacy in your investigation?
So we sent out a lot of public records requests to a lot of different government agencies. And sort of by piecing all of those records together, we were able to find out that this pharmacy that has been supplying the Missouri Department of Corrections with its execution drug is actually located in Oklahoma, and it isn't licensed to do business in Missouri. Now, under normal circumstances, the seller could be guilty of a Class C felony, punishable by up to 7 years in prison. Now, that may sound like a harsh punishment, but as Veronique detailed, these compounding pharmacies aren't regulated by the Food and Drug Administration. They're instead supposed to be regulated by the states. Now, this one actually isn't regulated by the Missouri Board of Pharmacy. The secrecy has been a controversial issue in Missouri. There are a couple of lawsuits about it. For this piece, we actually spoke to the ACLU of Missouri, who's sued the state over its secrecy. We spoke to their legal director, Tony Rothert, for this story.
The state of Missouri is basically saying, trust us. Instead, what they've shown is that they'll go to great lengths, breaking Missouri law, disobeying court orders, in order to make sure the executions are carried out.
Chris, what does the state say about this accusation that it's breaking the law?
So the Missouri Department of Corrections, the Attorney General's office, and the governor's office would not speak to us for this story. But in a brief statement, the Missouri Department of Corrections just said that they comply with all laws in carrying out executions. Although the governor declined to speak with us for this story, in the past he has been very supportive of the Department of Corrections' new secrecy. We have some tape of Governor Jay Nixon speaking with us before.
I feel like the Department of Corrections has come up with an appropriate protocol that balances the need to do this ultimate punishment with making sure that we have as humane a way as possible to get it done.
Chris and Veronique, your investigation has had some reverberations on this issue. What has happened since you began reporting your story?
Well, there have been a few different things, one of which being that the lawyers representing death row inmates have asked the Missouri Board of Pharmacy to issue a cease and desist order to the pharmacy that's supplying the state with its execution drug. But the board, you know, won't give us any comment about if they are actually going through and investigating on this issue. It's worth pointing out that the board members are appointed by the governor, who's played an integral role in this. In addition, a few state lawmakers have said that they would like a larger investigation by the General Assembly, but it's unclear if leadership would be wanting to go along with that. One lawmaker is filing a bill today that would establish a commission to investigate the issue.
Beyond that, is it clear what will happen next?
As we said earlier, there are a couple of lawsuits against the state over its execution changes. Lawyers representing death row inmates argue that the new execution method brings a high risk of cruel and unusual punishment, arguing under Eighth Amendment reasons that it would be unconstitutional. But while those issues are being debated in the courts, the state has yet another execution scheduled for the end of this month, and they're likely to continue scheduling executions.
Chris McDaniel and Veronique LaCapra of Here and Now contributing station St. Louis Public Radio. Chris and Veronique, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.